KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlenedi, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon, and the Wushkitan, with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once Thailand and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the Thailands as a source of food and part of their home, whose children played on the beaches and learned how to row in the harbor. The families of the Juno Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunachish for your patience as we learn. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Our first guests on today's show are with Discovery Southeast Nature Education for Kids. We have Sean Isley. He's the executive director. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. And also Sierra Gader. Welcome to the show, Sierra.
God, thanks.
And we're here to be talking about the 30th anniversary banquet and award auction.
Big 3-0.
Big 3-0 this Saturday at the Juno Arts and Culture Center, 5 p.m. So 30 years, Sean, of nature education for kids.
Yeah, started.
How about it?
1989, and this is our 30th year. And, you know, some of those naturalists who started are still naturalists in the schools today. So it's a pretty impressive accomplishment, a long time, and a lot of kids. We look back on it, and it's tens of thousands of kids that have had that experience as a formative thing in their childhood in Juno.
And today, Discovery Southeast in every elementary school in Juno, is that right?
That's right.
Got it.
Every elementary school and every grade right now. So originally we were 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade, and now our main program, Nature Studies, goes into all the grades, all the elementary grades, K through 5.
Got it. And off the top of your head, how much time do these kids spend outside per year?
Yeah, every season of the school year, fall, winter, and spring, we're in each classroom 3 times. We do an intro lesson that's based on the science curriculum. Then we come back a subsequent day and do a half-day field trip. And then we come back on a 3rd day and do a wrap-up lesson. And that field trip is almost always walkable, and so it's to a natural area that's right near the schools. And so it's somewhere that the kids can go on their own and explore later. And it's also somewhere that they're going to be coming back to year after year, certainly for all 6 years with Nature Studies.
All right. Sierra Gader, you're a board member for about 5 years. You actually went through Nature Studies at Glacier Valley back in the day, right?
I did. I don't know why. I have a terrible memory, but I remember very explicitly Steve Murley, who still works with the organization, taking my class out for water sampling, trudging along in the muck behind Glacier Valley. I mean, it was days you looked forward to. You got to get out of the classroom and go touch stuff and smell stuff and do stuff. So it's really amazing. And it's fun now to be on the board. I talk to a lot of parents who, are friends of mine now and might not realize that this, this outdoor opportunity for their children in any elementary school in town is not provided solely by the Juno School District. It's something that us, Discovery Southeast, as a nonprofit organization, is able to provide for kids now. So,
can you take us back and share maybe a specific memory from your time back then with Steve?
Yeah. Okay. So this is so silly, but I grew up in the Valley area, and lots of streams, lots of tramping around at the base of Thunder Mountain, as so many Valley kids get to do. And I would always come home with my clothes stained with, like, you know, the orange muck that is like a lot of that water around the Duck Creek area in general. And Steve was the one who taught us, like, why it's so iron oxidized back there. And I understood finally why my mom would get so mad. It wouldn't come out of your clothes. It was magical. That's mostly what I remember very vividly is discovering an area. I mean, it was just a block away from our school, but how many of us hadn't taken the opportunity to explore that? And it was just right there. And it was Steve. Our teacher didn't have to do very much. It was awesome. Steve would come and we would just disappear into the woods that were right there.
Pretty fun. Sean, maybe Discovery Southeast should consider a sponsorship, co-sponsorship with like laundry detergent or something.
That's a great idea. You know, it's impressive when you think about that. How many experiences do you have as an elementary school student that you still remember as an adult? Mm-hmm. And that speaks to the power of that experience. I know many people who have said as adults now, they say, well, the reason that they're doing whatever they're doing, whether that's science or whatever, is because they got introduced to that through Discovery Southeast. So it's a big thing. It's important.
Absolutely. This fundraiser on Saturday goes towards programs like these. Right now, how is Discovery Southeast funded?
A whole lot of ways. One of these is definitely our banquet and auction, and all the proceeds from Saturday's event do go support our nature studies program, which is the one we just described. And then we also have a whole bunch of camps, enrichment programs, certainly during spring break camp and also during summer. And we use the funds that we raise to provide, basically to provide scholarships for that. So we're really proud that it's pay as you can for all of these camps. So when a family enrolls, they can the full price is listed there, and then they're always welcome to pay whatever is right for their family. And so raising scholarship revenue at this event is one of the big ways that we make sure it's accessible to everybody.
And you look to honor other teachers, right, Sierra? Tell us about that.
Every year at our banquet, I mean, Sean, we started doing it, what, about 5 or 6 years ago now?
Yep.
I can't quite recall. So we started doing a teacher award, as we call it. So it's an opportunity for – we send out an email to every teacher in the district, and we ask them to nominate other teachers, folks who have done an exemplary job getting their kids outside – outside of their classroom. So this year we have a great winner, Sean.
Yeah, Gwenna Corvez, Harborview teacher, kindergarten teacher, and we're super excited to honor her. She's been doing great work all year for many years. She was at the Juneau Community Charter School for a while and now at Harborview. And this year she's been taking her classroom out every single week for about an hour. No matter what the weather is, she makes sure that the kids are outside. They're getting comfortable there, and they're really having fun. I love that. Looking at the programs that she's been doing all year, some of them are very some of them are kind of contemplative, maybe some bark rubbings or doing some listening exercises. But then she also really makes sure that the kids just feel comfortable and have fun. And like one week, they just raked up a whole bunch of leaves and jumped in them. And, you know, those are experiences that we've all had as kids, and they're important ones to have.
You know, thinking of the importance of getting outside, if you meet a skeptic, Sierra, how do you convince them of the importance of being outside?
I mean, to be honest, I don't think I've ever met a parent or, you know, even someone my age who was part of the program who could be skeptical about the importance of being outside. Like, very genuinely, not to give a bad answer here, it's just I think everybody understands how privileged we are to live here and to have this in our backyard. And I think most people, too, are willing to acknowledge that parents might not always have the time to get their kids outdoors and to explore and engage in that way. So I can't think of any skeptic I've met.
How about you, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's we spend a lot of time teaching a lot of important things to children in our society. And something I love about time outside is it really reminds us that we are the people of the landscape and teaches us how to be happy, healthy people.
Okay. If we want to support this, we could come out on Saturday, right?
Yeah, get your tickets now. Tickets are on sale at discoverysoutheast.org, and it's always helpful for us if tickets are purchased early in advance, so please go there now and get your tickets. We have a whole bunch of great auction items, and I think today is our deadline, so if you're waiting to donate an auction item, you can go to discoverysoutheast.org and fill out the form there to make a donation.
Should we be thinking about spring break camps or summer camps already, or are you going to come back?
Spring break camp registration is live on our website. I think there might be a couple spots left. And summer camp is coming up soon. We should have information on our website probably tomorrow with some of the details, and we're shooting for a late March registration opening for summer camp.
In the meantime, you can meet Sean Isley and Sierra Gadare this Saturday at the Discovery Southeast Auction and Banquet. It's 5 p.m. at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center on Saturday. Thank you both for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just hope to see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Thank you.